minutes left to go before this game gets off underway. North Mahaska's homecoming tonight, so they've had a couple festivities. They've already introduced their homecoming court. They've got some floats out here. Nice big crowd for North Mahaska. Nice big crowd for Beacon, too. Windy night, a little bit here, a little bit of wind, probably, you know, 7-10 mile an hour winds, but hopefully you don't pick that too much in the mic tonight, but we appreciate you tuning in and joining us. Starting lineup for Beacon tonight, they're at center on offense, Matthew Jones, number 55, Cole Rickert playing guard, number 64, number 59, Eric Adam taking the other guard spot, Jared Bond, number 78, at tackle, J.D. Hollingsworth, number 71, at tackle, Colton Landman at tight end, number 20, Cade Milliken rounding out one of those wide receivers, number 5, Petey Club, fullback, number 32, Chase Copeland, number 21, running back, Christian Ritwack, the other wide receiver, number 27, and starting at quarterback tonight, Colby Alsop, number 16. On the defensive side of the ball, we'll have J.D. Hollingsworth, number 71, defensive tackle, Jared Bond, number 78, also a defensive tackle, Trenton Conger, number 58, coming in there at that defensive end spot, outside linebacker Colton Landman, number 20, Tanner Adam, number 31, the other outside linebacker, the two inside linebackers, Cole Rickert, who won KRKN's Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to Cole, number 64, an inside linebacker. Petey Club playing in there in the inside linebacker as well. And then Eric Adam rounding out our linebackers, number 59. Christian Whitrock, number 27, playing the cornerback on the other side of the corners. Cade Milliken, number 5, and free safety, number 20, the senior, Colby Alsop. A lot going on tonight, says the Panthers, trying to defend their undefeated streak here in the district. Happy to be here at North Mahaska, just outside of Oskaloosa here. Not a bad little drive here from Beacon. As I said before, a little bit of wind, but it's otherwise a really nice evening out here. So thanks for joining us here on Friday Night Lights. Now, a few things coming up. Pekin's homecoming is actually going to be next week. So as we celebrate North Mahaska's homecoming here, make sure you tune in next week for Pekin's homecoming here on Sunday at the school. This Sunday, everybody's invited at 3 p.m. Each class is going to have competitions and Warrior Volleyball from 3 to 4. Following that, Powderpuff Football will be played from 4 o'clock, 4 to 5 o'clock. And then beginning at 5 p.m. in the high school gym, there's going to be a kickoff. And they're going to introduce all the fall teams and an auction of football, volleyball, cross-country items. And then they're going to introduce the homecoming court and crown a king and queen. So don't miss all the action on Sunday at Pekin starting at 3 o'clock. Get up there and support these kids. If you can make it, it'd be great to have you there. I know the kids have been talking about it all week, and the Panthers are set to kick off here. Ryan Brain doing the kicking duties, gets a nice kick down to about the 5-yard line, returned up to about the 20, 25, still kind of pushing in the pile there. Panthers taking down about the center of the field, 25-yard line. I am talking to myself. You get to sit here. Their booth is really small, so I get to sit with all the great-looking fans from Beacon here, and they're all looking at me because I'm talking to myself. But that's all right. As long as you're listening, I'll keep talking to myself. If you stop listening, then, I don't know, I'll keep watching football. So it's a win-win either way. North Mass is going to take over on offense. Panther defense out there, like I told you, anchored in there by some of those big old D linemen that we've been watching all year, doing a great job shutting down that inside run. We'll see what North Mahaska brings. They come out. Two men in the backfield. They got a motion on the wing back coming across here. Snap of the ball, and they give it off tackle power, and it's sniffed out by the Panthers, brought down in there by, it looks like, number 20, Colton Landman on the stop, as well as Cole Rickert in there. So about a one-yard gain to no gain, bringing up second and 9 for the Warhawks on about the 25-yard line. Panther defense looking strong already, sniffing out that run and getting the stop. Warhawks come up to the line again. Quarterback is under center. Two men in the backfield. Split right receiver. Motion in the wing back. It looks similar to the formation they just had. Pass. Quarterback rolls out. Hit. Throwing. Throws it out of bounds. So Christian Whitrock on a tough blitz here comes in and just lays it to the quarterback. And the quarterback able to just get it off, but it goes wide to their sideline over there on that North Mahaska sideline and goes out of bounds. So Panthers will be third down and 10 on Panthers on defense, staying strong here on this first series on the 25-yard line. North Mahaska taking some time here on the huddle. They stopped the clock on that pass out of bounds, and it's just started. Only 1 minute into the first quarter here. They go under center. Give to the fullback up the middle, and it stopped right away, maybe a yard. But that's going to bring up 4th and 9. Getting up from that pile, big old 71, J.D. Hollingsworth in there on the stop, as well as Trenton Conger. So those two guys getting in early and getting her done, that's going to force a punt, I believe, for the Warhawks from the 25-yard line. So back to return. Looks like Christian Whitrock's going to continue that. He's shown some explosiveness from this return position. Panthers poised. They've blocked a couple already this year. Got their fingers on the ball. We'll see if they charge it again. They get one loose. He just misses. Jared Baum just about gets a hand on it, and the punt gets off. But it's not a very deep one. They about get it to about the 45, 46 on the scoring side. So Panthers, a great field position starting at about the 46-yard line here. So that's going to bring up first and 10 for the Panthers. Great pressure there. Looked like he shanked the punt. I don't know if it was because big Jared Bond was coming there or just came off his foot, but not a very good punt, about maybe 10, 15 yards. And Panthers are going to take over. Also comes under center. Out the pass, shows pass right away. Gets it. Nice little short 5-yard pass to Whitrock, who's still running. He's got 5, 10 yards. Still going, 15, down to about the 20-yard line. So he ends up with about a 15-yard pass off of that. And Whitrock just, Whitrock with a nice little out there, also be able to connect right away and moves the chains on the very first possession. So Panthers come out strong on defense, perfect so far, and great first down on the very first play. As Panthers are starting to rock and roll here. Looks like it may shape up to be a tough homecoming for North Mahaska. Also, under shotgun, gives it to Copeland. Copeland up the right sideline, gets some room, got about 2-3 yards there. Good little run by Copeland, running hard into a couple North Mahaska Warhawks. Moving the ball, 3 yards there, bringing up about 2nd and 7 on the 18-yard line. So Panthers, great field position into the red zone, poised to score after only 2 plays on offense. Things are looking pretty good here. Also comes out in shotgun. Got a split receiver on each side. Looks left to Milliken, connects with Milliken. There's a flag on the ground. We'll see what they call. It looks like it came on the speaking side. We'll see if they call holding or if they got a little bit piece of the quarterback there. It does appear to be holding. They're going to bring that one back, but great connection to Cade Milliken on that pass. Now, I talked to Coach Donovan a little bit earlier today, and he said they were going to come out and try some of their pass, try and spread the ball around, and work on their passing game. He said he felt like their running game's been solid all year, and this was the opportunity. It's exactly the halfway point in the season. This is that 5th game here. Trying to spread things out and try and work on some of the areas that need improved. He felt like the passing game was something they could definitely continue to work on. So after that hold, it's going to march the Panthers way back here to about the 30-yard line. They're still in great shape, though. It's only 2nd down. A lot of room to score. If they hit another pass like they did there, they'll be just fine. Also comes it under center again. Looks like we've got Club and Copeland in the backfield. Split left appears to be Milliken. Split right to Wynn instead. Also keeps it himself on the quarterback keeper. Gets about 6 or 7. Not a whole lot of movement, but nonetheless, great run by Colby. Bringing up about 3rd and looks like 15 here for the Panthers on about the 25-yard line. So Panthers in scoring position still, but need to get that first down. Keep the chains moving. He's got Milliken and Landman and Whitrock. Oh, they've got 4 wide receivers out here. As also goes shotgun. Definitely looking for the pass that they put Copeland in the slot. But they go left to Whitrock. Great pass. Connects. Whitrock still trying to get some. A lot of Panthers pushing on him. They had to kind of look like a rugby-style push there. A bunch of Panthers got it behind him, pushing forward. And it's good gain, but not enough for a first down. About a 10-yard pass, but they're still going to need about 3 or 4 to get that first down. So that's going to bring up 4th, and I'd say about 3 for the Panthers to get to the 10-yard line, which is that first down marker. So a big 4th down for the Panthers, who after that hold penalty kind of got set back a little bit here. Panthers come out showing pass again. 3 receivers and only 1 slot back behind. Motion to Copeland, and looks like a flag. And also clapping his hands here. Looked like they might have drawn a defense offside here on 4th down. They might have went with a long count here, which would be a good strategy because it would bring up first down if it is on North Mahaska. And it appears that it is. So that's going to give the Panthers a first down. And so the long count there, getting North Mahaska drawn offside, is going to move the chains and give them first and goal on about the 9-yard line. So the Panthers catching a little bit of a break back, a little bit of good things coming back their way, as they have now 4 sets of downs to go 9 yards to get the first score of the game. About 8 minutes here in the first quarter left. about time, also about a shotgun. Gets the read, pitches it out to Copeland. Great little play on the pitch out there. Copeland gets about seven. It's going to bring him up to about the two-yard line. So Panthers now second and two on the goal line. So great, great pitch there. Also getting tackled, flips it out there on the veer read there, and great, great run by Copeland. Speed just to take it up and goes right across the North Mahaska sideline down to about the two-yard line. Panthers come out here now with two backs in the backfield, two split receivers. It looks like they're going to give it to Copeland again. He's going on the right tackle. Stretches, gets it, touchdown, touchdown Pekin. So Copeland just stretches in there. They started to take him down right at the goal line. He stretched those legs and got pushed across, and it's a Panther touchdown. So it brings up 6-0, about 8 minutes in the first quarter. Panthers commanding so far on offense and definitely on defense, forcing the three and out the punt, and then bringing up Brain here now for the extra point. Brain was perfect last week, 7 for 7. The wind has died down. We had some wind here, so this may be the time to put another one in here and keep his streak going. Looks good from here. It's not. It went wide left. So Brain got that one out of the way. Now he can get the rest of them in. So 6-0, Panthers bringing up another Pekin kickoff. So Panthers coming out right away, putting the score on the board. Copeland running it in. Last week, Panthers put several scores on the board. Great game last week. If you didn't get a chance to join us against Pleasantville, 49-23. So a lot of points, you know, seven touchdowns, a couple of those defensive touchdowns. Cole Rickard picking off a pass and going, I believe, 67 yards for a return. You know, a couple other passes for touchdowns, some runs. So a lot of different ways to get in the end zone for Pekin last week, and so far this week they've been spreading it out with some passes and some runs too. So Panthers trying to work on all aspects of the football game. As I said, this midpoint, very critical to continue to improve, as they're going to face some pretty tough opponents down the stretch. Montezuma will have their sights on them, I'm sure, within 2 weeks here after homecoming. And then that last game, BGM, will be a tough test for the Panthers as well. So now's the time to start working out any kinks you may have and getting all the rust off. Petey Club's going to take this kick, gets it down to about the 4 or 5 yard line. Good return here for the Warhawks, and they're going to bring him down about the 22-yard line. So Panthers, another great stop here, and the Warriors will take over first and 10 here for their second possession. Their first possession, they went three and out, forced kind of a wobbly punt that went out of bounds, giving the Panthers great position. We'll see if the Panthers can hold them again here. So far, the Warhawks have tried a couple runs off tackle. The Panthers have stopped those effectively, and one pass that they flushed the quarterback out for. We haven't seen a lot of different things for them, but it's been effective so far. Panthers on defense, quarterback back to pass. Little screen, misses the screen pass. A little kind of, I don't know, I call it a shovel pass, where he kind of just tried to dump it over his lineman who came back with him to offer protection to the running back, and they missed it. Lindell Sully ran this play a couple times against us a few weeks ago, and Panthers able to stop that effectively. And here, the pass was just simply not caught, a little bit overthrown to the running back. And, you know, to the credit, he had three defensive linemen breathing down his neck, Jared Bond, J.D. Hollingsworth, Trenton Conger, all making it hard to get that pass off there. Panthers on defense, they got three running backs here, all stacked in an I formation. They give it to the last guy, and Colton Landman comes up from the end spot and just makes a great stop, forcing no gain. And third down, actually a loss of one there. So Colton coming off the edge there and forcing third and 11 for the Warhawks on about the 23-yard line, 21-yard line in there. So great play by Colton Landman, the junior, coming up, making the stop. Great solo tackle as they tried to run outside, stacking that 3-I. Warhawks come up in a 3-I formation again. They've got three running backs all stacked in a row there. Quarterback goes under center. They give it to the back guy again. He tries to go off power. Oh, he breaks a little bit here, and he's going to get a first down. So he ran right through three or four Panthers before they could get him down. Christian Whitrock comes over, and Colby Alsop, the safety, comes up to make the play, and that gives the Warhawks their first down. And I can almost guarantee you that'll be the last one the Panthers let slip by. I think you'll see him tighten up here and adjust to that one, because he just kind of went charging straight up the middle. Not really anything fancy, just power football, and we didn't get him stopped there. So first and 10 on about the 35-yard line, 7 minutes, a little less than 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Warhawks come up in this triple I. Now they move the middle guy kind of in a motion. They pitch out. He comes inside, forced inside, and drugged down by the Panthers. Number 32, Petey Club, coming across from that linebacker and making it tough, losing yardage for the Warhawks. About second and 11 from the 34-yard line. So great play by Petey, reading that pitch and toss and getting out there and making the stop. So far, Warhawk offense pretty simple, nothing elaborate. Not a lot of, a little bit of motion, you know, moving, but not any counters so far, just straight up football. And Panthers able to kind of read it and come in there and make the stop. Pass by the quarterback, rolls back, blocked pass by Landman, and quarterback almost caught it himself. It came back to him, a little bit of pushing down there after the play. But Landman blocks the pass, comes in there, gets his hands up, and just knocks it down right behind the line of scrimmage. So the quarterback, a lot of pressure on him, and they've got to figure out a way to get these Panther defensive linemen stopped because they are coming. And if you're a quarterback, you can only take so many footsteps before you start to move and scramble and make mistakes. So Panthers, I'm sure, keep sending those guys all game long. Panthers third down and 11 for the Warhawks. They try and go with the same play that gave them yards this time. This time the Panthers stop it just in force. Three or four Panthers gang up on that one. Eric Adam in there, as well as, I believe, Jared Bond, just come up and wrap him up, and that's going to force fourth down and 11. They just met him at the line of scrimmage, and they said, nope, we got fooled on this once. We're not doing it again, and that's going to bring up fourth, and it looks like they gave him a little bit of forward progress there, fourth and about nine for the Warhawks in the 36-yard line. Warhawks showing punt team, but their quarterback is their punter, so we could see a fake here. I would think that would be unlikely, just being 6-0. They're not down where they have to do that yet, but he gets the punt off, a little bit of pressure from Copeland, and Whitrock's going to let this roll, and it's going to end up somewhere down around the 25-yard line. So a good punt this time. Last time they shanked one. This time, great punt from about the 35 down to the 25. So the Panther offense will take over so far. They've been able to move the ball effectively when needed, and Panthers spreading it out, a little bit of pass. Like I said, I talked to Coach Donovan earlier, that was an aspect of their game they wanted to go to tonight, try and get the ball out, trying to get things rolling. So we'll see if also goes to the air again here. They do have a split receiver on each side. And now it appears to be a timeout North Mahaska. So North Mahaska timeout, first timeout of the game. About 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, Pekin's up 6-0. Ball, I believe they spotted it on the 38-yard line. We're quite a ways away over here on the sidelines from where I'm broadcasting from, so it's a little hard to see, but they put it on the 38-yard line. So when we come back from timeout, Pekin will take over first and 10 on the 38-yard line, up 6-0. Quick shout-out to some of our sponsors. I really appreciate them getting on board and helping us out here. Mike's Parts and Service in there in Richland, they do a great job. They're AAA approved. They're an auto repair center. They honor Show Your Card and Save program. In addition to their full line of maintenance and repair service, they're also your best source for custom hydraulic hoses. So check out Mike's Parts and Service in Richland. Give them a ring or just stop by anytime. Let Mike and the crew take care of you over there in Richland. If you're in Richland also and you need some trailer sales service, Henshaw Trailer Service in Richland, they've been around for over 50 years here, offering all kinds of things to Southeast Iowa. They offer lines like Kiefer, Delta, and many more. They've got a full-time shop. They have parts and a full line of hitches and installation. Coming out from the timeout, also goes into pass, and the pass is complete to Cade Milliken. Cade Milliken, I haven't seen him a lot yet, so this is great to see the senior grabbing one and going for about a 15-yard gain. Moving the chains on their very first play out the timeout, 15-yard gain by Milliken, pass down to about the 49-yard line for the Panthers. So first and 10 on the 49-yard line. Also comes out in shotgun, three receivers to his left, he looks left, screen, kind of tip screen, and Panthers jump on that one, and great job by the Warhawks defensive lineman there coming in. He tipped it, as also tried to throw, I believe, to Copeland on that screen. And just got them. So those three receivers over there would have been great blockers, but ball tipped, and they jumped on it. Because I believe behind the line of scrimmage, that would have been a live ball. So a great heads-up play, keep him going. But that's going to back him up because he did take a couple steps back to throw that, make it second and 17 for the Panthers as they come back to the line of scrimmage here. now about the 43-yard line. Panthers, three receivers split to the right again. Also out of shotgun. He goes right, and he keeps the ball. He gives the ball to Copeland. Copeland's still running, gets that 17 yards and about three more and a 20-yard run by Chase, bringing the ball up to about the 37-yard line, bringing him across the field, and a great run by Chase Copeland, about 20-yard gain coming across on that counter and making some gains, getting first and 10 for the Panthers, about the 38-yard line. So Panthers rolling here in the first quarter, up 6-0, poised on the 37-yard line to score again. Also keeps it this time caught up about the line of scrimmage. So good stop there. They had a linebacker blitz in and grab also on the read. And I know Coach Donovan said that was another thing they were going to work on besides the passing game was what they call the read, where you can give to the fullback, you can pull, and then you can pitch it out to, you can keep it as a quarterback or you can pitch it to your tailback. And it's something that you really have to do in game and in practice because it just takes timing with a relationship between the two. So Panthers second and 9 give to Copeland. He gets about 4 yards, but their flag comes out late. I have to think it's going to be a face mask on the Warhawks, some type of contact penalty, as it came in pretty late. I can't imagine it's going to be on the Panthers from where they were. It was a face mask, referee signaling it, trying to get the ball to the center to mark it off. So that's going to help the Panthers out. Might even be enough for a first down. We'll see. Yet it is first and 10 Panthers. So penalties are hurting the Warhawks here a little bit. Well, he's signaling first down to Gene Cruz. Now they're getting it. Now they're going. Maybe they didn't want to give a Warhawk homecoming. You don't want to give the Panthers first down. Gene Cruz, a little stubborn there, moving. But they got it going now, and Panthers hurry up to the line of scrimmage now, eager to try and put one in now that they're on about the 26-yard line and they can smell the end zone here. Also, he's in shotgun. Referee waves off. It looks like an equipment time. One of the linebackers missing a strap there on his helmet. So temporary delay. And they're going to go right back to Panther football. Colby also shotgun. Got one Petey Club to his right. He gives it to Club. Also keeps it. Takes it to Club and gets about 9 yards. Everybody thought they gave it to Petey. And he pulls it and just says, "Now I'm going to muscle this one up, buddy. I'll take this one. I got this." And actually gets the first down on that. So a great spot on that. It looked like about a 9-yard run. He stretches it as he goes down and makes it a 10-yard run. So first and 10 for the Panthers. Off the legs of Alsip there. So Panthers now in great position, down to about the 15-yard line. Cade Milliken checks in at that receiver spot. We'll see. He caught a pass earlier for about 20 yards, 15, 20 yards for him. They've got Copeland in a slot receiver position, Whitrock and Wynn out there as well. Club comes up, pass blocks. Also being chased now, sets, throws, has Whitrock, just thrown, just past his reach out of bounds. Whitrock wide open on the North Madison sideline. Also being chased, plants had a good throw when you're on the run, but couldn't quite connect there. So that's going to bring up second and 10 about the 15-yard line for the Panthers. So peaking a lot of time here, still in the ball game, up 6-0, about 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball on the 15-yard line. Panthers poised. Wind has really died down here, so that's helping that passing game. They are with what little wind there is. The Panthers are going that direction. Also comes in shotgun, gives to Copeland. Copeland, big hole on the left side, eases into the end zone. Those linemen just opened up something amazing there. J.D. Hollingsworth and Cole Rickert just opening a great hole there. Looked like it, you could drive a truck through it. And Copeland eases through to the touchdown. 15-yard touchdown by Chase Copeland, bringing 12-0 for the Panthers with about exactly 3 minutes on the clock. So a great score and great offensive play for the Panthers. And great to see those big old linemen pushing hard up there, opening it up for them. Brian Brain missed the first one, but poised to get this one. All's up to hold. Still waiting on the snap. Snap is good. All's up holds. And they signal good. So Panthers up 13-0 here, first quarter. So great job by the Panthers here. And lots to celebrate. A lot of different things happening here for the Panthers. They got a couple big passes, quarterback running the ball, and ended with your sophomore, Chase Copeland, putting it in the end zone again. So two touchdowns now for Chase, having a good night so far, and getting things rolling here on offense for the Panthers. That's going to bring out the Panther kickoff team. Great to always see them. That means you're putting the ball in the end zone. Shout out to Pioneer Hybrids. If you've been by Pioneer recently, they're busy this time of year. It's seed harvest time, and they were founded in 1926 by Henry A. Wallace. They've got over 90 countries that they have business in. So thanks to Pioneer Hybrids for helping us out and sponsoring KIC football here on Friday Night Lights and getting us over here to North Mahaska. Hopefully you're listening from all over the place. Maybe you're out in the field on your smartphone app. If you are, stay safe. We appreciate it. America needs farmers, and just keep listening to Panther football because it's going to keep getting better and better tonight. Club out to kick off, a nice little squib kick. Gets it down, a little bobble there by the return man. Panthers wrap them up. Great stick here. A whole host of Panthers come in and catch them about the 31-yard line. Peeling off the pile. I'm trying to see who's getting up here. Looks like Keaton Wynn in there and coming off the bottom. Club, the kicker, getting in there, mixing it up as well. So a lot of good stuff going on for the Panthers here as they set up on defense. Bring up first and 10 for the Warhawks on the 31-yard line. So far, they've had just a one first down on one run that broke through some Panthers. Other than that, it's been all peak in defense, standing strong. They've tried to pass, haven't been able to connect yet. A lot of pressure on that quarterback by these big old defensive linemen and these blitzing linebackers. He does try and pass again. He keeps it. Tucks it, goes to that North Mahaska sideline, but pulled down over there on the sideline with no gain by the Panthers. So far, defensive numbers look impressive as Tanner Adam just comes across and says, no, you're not going another inch. You're not getting past this line of scrimmage. Takes him down hard on the sideline there. So great play by the junior Tanner Adam getting out there, mixing it up, and taking down their quarterback as he tries to keep it around the edge. So it's got to be a little frustrating for North Mahaska. They've tried to go up the middle, not much. Tried to take it to the edge, not much. Can't get a pass off. So I'm sure they're going to be trying some stuff. They do. They give a fake play-action pass, and they connect here to their wide receiver and brought down about 14 yards downfield. They're going to move the chains. Also coming up there, and Cade Milliken as well, making the stop from that corner spot. And so that's going to be only the second first down for North Mahaska, but dangerous pass there as they fake the play-action, give to the middle, and a quarterback just stood up and tossed it right over to the middle of the field. So North Mahaska coming up with a little better field position, 48-yard line now for them, first and 10. Panthers still on defense here, hoping to get the ball back. Give it to the running back. He goes off tackle, gets some yardage here. So Warhawks starting to get a little bit of rumble as he gets about 7 or 8 yards coming up the left side. Bringing up second down and about 3 for the Warhawks. Kind of tough to see who was in there. Looked like PD Club, Cole Rickard coming in, making the stop. North Mahaska comes up on second down here, second and 3, ball on the 43-yard line. Under center for the quarterback. He's got two split receivers right. He goes middle, trying to get those 3 yards. Good stop by the Panthers. Coming up there, Webbin making it hard to get across there. J.D. Hollingsworth, one of those big D linemen in there, getting the stop. A couple other Panthers, host of Panthers in there. Trenton Conger getting in there and stopping them as well. So good stop, and that's going to bring up 3rd and 1 with less than a minute here in the first quarter. Ball on the 43-yard line. And North Mahaska are going to try and get this big third down for them as they need the first down. They go and they try and get that one. Oh, great stop here by Cole Rickard. He comes off the blitz. And we'll see if it's enough to stop him, but just a great stick by Cole, blitzing hard, and it's going to bring up 4th down for the Warhawks, 4th and 1. And they've got some decisions to make here. They're on about the 43-yard line, and they're down 13 points, so you've got to think they're going to try and go for it here rather than punt. But we'll see what their coach calls. Their coach, Steve Arrett, you know, has been around a long time. You know, he's been in these positions before, so we'll see what they cook up. They're just going to let the clock run down, I believe, and get into the second quarter, get a fresh start here. So 3 seconds down, and it clicks off. That's going to bring up Panthers first quarter, 13-0. Great first quarter for the Panthers. When they come back from this quarter, they're going to be up 4th and 1 and on defense, and they're going to try and stop them on the 43-yard line, try and make things happen and get that ball back, get it back into the hands of Colby Alsup in the legs of Copeland, and maybe we'll see some more passes and some good runs as we get into the second quarter here. So as we look into the second quarter, once again, reminding you of homecoming festivities next Sunday here, this Sunday, 3 o'clock, Pekin's going to be having all kinds of different stuff. They've got Warrior Volleyball. They've got Powder Puff Football. They've got King and Queen crowning ceremonies. They've got all the fall sports teams being introduced. Lots of stuff happening this weekend. Tomorrow, the Volleyball Conference Tournament at West Burlington. Also, cross country at Fairfield, and that's got to be exciting for the cross country season. They're having a great year there with cross country. Coach Idle, Coach Wright, always do a great job, and Coach Bartels is going to be eager to get her volleyball team out there too. So they got all that stuff going on Saturday. Homecoming coming up. They're going to celebrate on Sunday, so a lot happening at Pekin this weekend. If you can get out, cheer these guys on because they're working hard, both in the classroom and out here on the athletic event fields as well. So speaking of working hard, the Panthers are going to work hard to keep them out here. It's 4th and 1. They are going to go for it. They're on defense. Fresh quarter, second quarter, about to go. They bring club up the blitz. They're trying to just push the middle. They got to push by both sides. Looking tough. It's going to be close. Of course, North Mahaska is signaling first down, but they're the ones who needed it. Where the referee's standing, it is a first down. So they got just enough. 1st and 10 for the Warhawks. Great stop though by the Panthers. They came in hard. They did what they needed to do, but just enough push by the Warhawks to get them across that first down line. So 1st and 10 for the Warhawks now on the 39-yard line. The first time the Panthers have been backed up a little bit here, but you know, there's a lot of field left for the Warhawks to cover, taking it chunks at a time. Quarterback comes up under center. Club and Adam showing blitz. Reverse, first reverse we've seen from him, and sniffed out here and caught by Christian Whitrock. Saves, I believe, the first down, but not by much. They got about 9 yards there, so that's going to bring up 2nd down and 1 on about the 30-yard line. So this is the first kind of misdirection we've seen from the Warhawks, and gets them about 9 yards. And going to take over here on this right hash, and they may actually bring the chains out here to measure. I believe they are going to, and yeah, they're bringing the chains out. It was close. It was a nice little counter there by the Warhawks. Here in the second quarter, measuring, looks like it's short from here. But of course, I'm a Panther, so I want it to be short. So I'm going to call it the way I want to call it, and we'll see what the referees have to say. They're bringing it out all the way to the center of the field, making sure they get a good measurement here, keeping it fair for both squads. And it still looks short to me from here, so that's going to bring up 2nd and about 6 inches for the Warhawks. So the Panthers get just enough to stop the first down, but Warhawks go with 3 plays to try and break that chain barrier there. So they're on the 30-yard line. Panther defense looks like we've got some substitutions here. Conger coming out. Bond coming in. Panthers set up here on defense, tight inside, trying to keep them out of that 1 yard they need. Warhawks, long count, trying to draw them off. Quarterback gets about 2 or 3 and then a couple more as he sneaks up the side. Just came up that right guard spot and got about 4 or 5. So got enough for the first down line and starts to move them into about the 24-yard line on the Panthers' side. So a good little sneak there for the Warhawks coming right across the Panthers. So you got to think they've got to start to get fired up here a little bit more on defense as they've started to see the chains move more in the second quarter than they did in the whole first quarter, and there's still about 11 minutes to play here. The referee timeout. Looks like we got a helmet off for one of the Panthers. Might be Cole Rickert there. They're getting things readjusted as they're readjusting. Definitely check out Friday Night's Crew for the locker room show. If you get your radio there on 96.7, or you can listen to this online as well from them. But they have coaches from all over the area schools. They discuss their games and what's going to be coming up next week. I know our own Coach Donovan's on there every week. It's great to hear him and what he has to say. North Mahaska coming back here after the equipment, and they're going to do a pitch to the left, snuffed out by the Panthers, tripped up by number 20, and then taken down by Brody Long over there, and lost for the Warhawks, bringing up 2nd and about 12. Panthers starting to stiffen up here a little bit on defense, trying to make it a little bit trickier to get in that end zone as Warhawks are about the 26-yard line now, second and 12. About 10 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Panthers still up 13-0 if you're just tuning in with us. Been a great Panther ball game so far. So far pretty flawless on offense and defense. One or two penalties here or there, but not really anything excessive. Panthers staying very disciplined here as the quarterback rolls out the pass, being chased. Gets the pass out. Oh, great stick by Cole Rickard. That's intercepted, I believe. Cole Rickard came up, made the tackle to the guy, to the receiver catching the ball, and then quarterback Colby also comes from the free safety position and gets the interception. So that's going to bring up a Panther first down. Great stick by athlete of the week, Cole Rickard, making the tackle. And as he tackled it, that receiver bobbled the ball, and it landed right in the hands of quick Colby also. Gets an interception, and now Colby, the reward is he gets to come out on his quarterback and try and go the other direction. So Panthers, great play. Just when it looked like they were starting to get bent back and kind of push back a little bit, they come back and respond and get a takeaway here. Great job by the Panthers. Also comes up under center. He's got two men split right and one split left. He appears to give it to the middle. Looks like Tanner Adam with the run. Gets about three or four. Hard running by Tanner. Good stretch there coming off tackle. Bringing up second and about six for the Panthers. They're going to be somewhere around the 16, 17-yard line. So Panthers in great shape here. They've got about, you know, 80-some yards to go, but moving the ball so far on offense. Also split, four receivers set, two on each side. Also looks right, connects with Whitrock. Whitrock turns, goes upfield, still going, still moving. Gets past the chase, still going. He's dodging tackles left and right. Flag comes down on the far sideline, so I'm not sure if that's going to be holding on the Panthers or a clip, but there is a flag down on that far sideline. But if that flag is on the Warhawks, it's going to be about a 25-yard gain for the Panthers. But I got to think where he was at, there were some guys coming to help Whitrock, and I got to think maybe one of them got somebody in the back or something. That may move this play back. But nonetheless, a great connection to Whitrock as he gets it and just dances around four or five Warhawks before finally getting pushed out of bounds on that Warhawk sideline. The referees are marching the ball back towards the Pekin side. They haven't really given an official signal, but I believe it is going to be a block in the back on the Panthers. They still have yet to really officially, that I saw, give a signal. They do, yep, block in the back on the Panthers. Couldn't tell really who it was, so that's going to bring them back quite a ways. That's a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. And so that's going to bring up, unfortunately, about second and six, redo second down. So that play effectively basically negated. Panthers, though, get it right back into the Petey Club on the left side. He's still running. He just trucks into about the 45-yard line. Just a great run by Petey, hard running. And he gets that free safety, just lowers the shoulder, and almost looked like Club with the ball tackles him more than that guy tackled Club. But great running by Petey Club as he gets that first down after that hold, or after the block in the back call, and moves the chains way down the field to about the 47-yard line. So great. That's about the first time we've really seen Club with the ball tonight, and he makes it happen. Two split receivers on each side, Club, Milliken on one side, Whitrock, and I believe Wynn on the other. Also about the pass, looks left, oh, throws an interception. Warhawks have it, they're running. Great tackle to bring him down, but he was trying to hit Club on the left side and just underthrew him and landed right in the hands of North Massachusetts Warhawk. If he had gotten it deep, Petey had some steps on him, but went a little low and right into a Warhawk hand. So that's going to bring up the Warhawk offense. But the Panther defense so far has been pretty tough. So the Warhawks are going to take over about the 50-yard line. Panthers still up 13-0, so nothing really to worry about so far. Panther defense been playing well. Got to think here, with about 8 minutes left to go, Warhawks are going to try and throw. They're going to probably try and get some of that score back, but they've been successful on a little bit of tackle running here. Quarterback goes under center, motions to the left, gives it, and just caught up by Jared Bond, just grabs him, and then three or four other guys come in, and a loss of about 7 or 8 yards. As soon as he handed the ball off, Bond almost gets the handoff as he gets in there and just takes him down. Great play by big old Jared Bond and Cole Rickard and all those guys, Brody Long in there as well, making it difficult here for the Warhawks, almost taking the handoff and then taking the running back down with force. So that's going to bring up, well, they gave him a great spot, forward progress. It looked like he was back further, but it's going to bring second and 13 for the Warhawks. Warhawks split out. Now they're in shotgun with two receivers on each side, so they are looking to pass. There's a penalty flag already, hoping it's motion on the offense. They threw a little screen inside. If the penalty is declined, it's going to be about a 7 or 8 yard gain. But they threw that from the North Mahaska side, so you got to think it's a false start or some type of illegal motion on the Warhawks. We'll see what they call here. It is a false start. They do call it on the Warhawks. So that's going to back them up even more. So that's going to bring up second and about 18 for the Warhawks when it's all said and done. So they're marching them back. Good break for the Panthers here. Referees still kind of conferring here about where it's going. I believe the North Basket coach wants an explanation. The head referee is going over there to talk about it and see what it was. And sometimes on these it can be a receiver shifted illegally or they weren't on the line. You've got to have seven men on the line of scrimmage, and that could have been one of the guys may have been what they call off, which means that makes your tight end eligible for a pass. We'll see. They haven't really said to us. They did explain to the North Mahaska coach, and he seemed to accept their conference. Now the three referees conferencing in here with about 8 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Pete can still up 13-0. Oh, all four referees have joined the huddle now, so it must be a good discussion going on. Maybe they're talking about catching Friday Night Lights, the live show at 96.7, or maybe they're talking about win for Iowa State. Yeah, could be. I believe tomorrow at Minnesota, Hawkeyes also looking for a win at 2:30. You can catch that on 106.9, and their broadcast usually starts about 2 hours ahead of time, so about 12:30 you can start listening up as you're getting prepared for whatever you're doing this weekend as the Hawkeyes try and go a little gopher hunting, trying to get that Floyd of Rosedale tomorrow. It should be a good game. Hawks looked really good last week. You can say what you want to about opponents or whatever, but Hawks kind of finally finding a little bit of groove here, so it's exciting to watch and hopefully getting things going. They come out with a reverse pass here after they get the referees, and they get them on this reverse pass. Pleasantville did this last week, and one of the few scores Pleasantville had was on this as well. And the North Mahaska sideline, who you thought was probably not here anymore, now explodes as North Mahaska scores, making it 13-6. So nothing to really get worried about, but Panthers definitely taking in on that one. It was a double reverse, and then after the double reverse, they pitched it back to the quarterback, who then threw it to a receiver who had gotten way downfield and just behind Alsop and Whitrock. And neither one of those guys, even though they're quick, enough distance, they couldn't close the gap. So it looks like North Mahaska is going to try and go for two here, and that makes sense as Pekin has missed one of their extra point attempts. They go under center. They fake the pitch. They roll right, trying to get a pass off, and they do. So North Mahaska now comes back out and puts 8 points up on the board. So that's going to make it 8-13. But Panthers still here on top. 7 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the second quarter. A lot of football left. A lot of time for the Panthers to put the ball in again and to score several times if they see fit. So that's going to bring up the Panther kickoff return team. Haven't seen them tonight. That's a good thing. We want to see the kickoff team the most, but Panthers now 13-8 with 7 minutes and 23 seconds left to go on the clock. So as the Panthers kind of gear up and get ready for offense, you can still check out everything going on at school on Sunday. I'm going to say it a lot because I can promise cheer coach Paula Pollock, she's been working hard. Anytime you come in after Mrs. Rex, who's been doing it for 40 years and doing a great job at it, it's tough. So Paula Pollock, she stepped up to do that for the cheerleaders. And part of your job as cheerleader coach, you got to organize homecoming. So she and our student council sponsor, Mr. McGill, they've been putting in a lot of hours trying to make a great homecoming. They've got some great stuff lined up for us tomorrow at 3 o'clock, or Sunday, excuse me, at 3 o'clock, starting all the way down to about 7 or 8. We'll do coronation in the high school gym. So come check them out. Warhawks up to kick. They get it kicked off. Get to Copeland. Copeland bobbles it a little bit. It rolls back, but that's all right. Copeland's got plenty of speed to make up that time. And he gets tripped up about the 15-yard line. So he gets up and returned about a 15-yard return. He kicked it from just outside the goal line up to about the 15. So Panthers will take over an offense, first and 10 on the 15-yard line. They'll try and slow down some of the momentum here from the Warhawks. said it's their homecoming. They're pretty excited here tonight. They want to come out and win. Who doesn't for their homecoming? Deacon also looking to stay undefeated in the district, a lot riding on these games. Also comes out, shotgun, motions, gives, taken down the backfield, but there is a flag. This time it's on the Pekin side, so you got to think there's probably motion on the Panthers. They may actually decline this as they try to give it across to Copeland, and Copeland taken down behind the line of scrimmage 6 or 7 yards. So we'll see what the North Mahaska captain decides to do, whether they'll take the penalty. They are going to take the penalty. It's declined, excuse me. And so that's going to bring up second down and about 16-15 for the Panthers. So Panthers push back a little bit here about the 10-yard line. They bring up a receiver on each side. Also up under center. Timeout, Pekin. Good decision, Coach Donovan and crew, to take the timeout here. Hey, there's nothing to worry about, guys. Settle down. Play Panther football. A lot of time left. Don't let this crowd get into it. Don't give them anything. Just keep playing Panther ball, and you'll be fine. You got plenty of weapons out there. Everybody's moving fine. Without you take away that interception, and things are looking a little bit better for the Panthers. So nothing to get rattled about. 13-8, 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Panthers 2nd and 14 when we come back from this Panther timeout. Ball at about the 10-yard line, so they've got 90 yards to go to the end zone, but they can do that. They're definitely able to do it well and do it quickly, as they've seen several passes tonight already. A few more sponsors out there, Myers Automotive and Packwood, proud sponsor of Pekin football. You can check them out. Wynn Tiling as well. For all your tiling needs, you can contact Wynn Tiling and Ollie, 641-891-1824. It's getting about that time of year to get a hold of Wynn and get your tile work done. As soon as you get that stuff out of the field, this weather continues. It's going to be time to rock and roll for Chris and company. Good give to Club. He comes up the right side, still running. And Club, after they come out from this timeout, 2nd and 14, he gets the 14. Plus, had about 10 yards to that because Club explodes on a 20-yard run, moving the chains all the way down to the 34-yard line. Great hard running by Club. That's the second big breakout run to Club. I got to think they're going to go back to him again pretty soon because he's been breaking through the line and really getting some good runs under his belt here. Great movement. That was exactly the momentum. Great timeout by Coach Donovan. Good strategy working that out, getting everybody settled back in and playing Panther football. Also back to pass, gets one to Cade Millick. He just goes through his hands, almost connects with Cade. Close. Cade was going on a go route, about a 15-yard pass. Great pass, and Cade just slips through his hands as he reaches up to grab it and bring it down. And those are the kind of things as a receiver you wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, man, he's going to be wanting that one back. But I'm sure we'll go to him again. He had a good step there. It was a good ball thrown by Colby. Just didn't quite connect. So 2nd and 10 for the Panthers. Ball on the 34-yard line. Starting to roll now after that big run from Club. Gets them out of the 10-yard line and starts to move them down the field. They motion across, and there's flags everywhere. Looks like somebody didn't quite stay set. That's going to slow them down a little bit and probably move them back 5 yards. Flags from every direction must have been fairly obvious. I was watching backfield to see who was back there and who they might be giving the ball to. So it looks like somebody came a little bit early, getting excited. A lot of momentum, as I said. A lot of things riding on this game. Undefeated district play. North Mahaska homecoming on their side. Our homecoming next week. A lot of things going on. Everybody gets a little eager this time of year. Shotgun by also give the Club on the ground. And both teams hustling for it. And hopefully recovered by the Panthers. No signal yet. Looks like it is recovered by the Panthers. They went to give it inside the Club. And somewhere between the quarterback and fullback there, the ball went on the ground. And that's going to negate their second down, bringing up 3rd and 15 for the Panthers on the 29-yard line. So Panthers need to get a little bit rolling here to get some momentum and get going again. They tried to go with Club again, and we've seen them break two great runs, and somewhere the ball went on the ground. Panthers come out, two receivers on each side. So four receivers, all up in shotgun, looking to pass, looks left, being flushed now, being chased by a couple of guys. Sands throws, gets it out to Whitrock, and it looks like an interception, and it is an interception by North Mahaska on about the 35-yard line. Also, just under a lot of pressure back there. He heaves it up, and he was close to Whitrock, but a great play by the North Mahaska defender to come up there and take it from him, just inches out of Whitrock's grasp. So Panther defense going to have to come back out now here and keep the Warhawks, who have started to get a little bit of momentum here in the second quarter, out of the end zone. So 35-yard line, first and 10, North Mahaska. 5:49 on the clock. You might hear the wind picking up here, starting to get a little windy. But that's going to be in the Warhawks' favor, so we may see them pass. They give it up the middle. Bad decision because there's Trenton Conger right there, as well as Tanner Adam coming across hard and just snagging him down right at the line of scrimmage. And they pull them back 4 or 5 yards. They're going to give them a very merciful forward progress spot here, but they just came up and just leveled him at the line of scrimmage and pushed him backwards. So bringing up 2nd and 11 for the Warhawks. Great defensive play after the interception, trying to get that football back. Trenton Conger stepping in hard, dragging him down with some help from Tanner Adam, several others as well. Warhawks show motion under center. They jump. The Warhawks jump. Their right guard just stands straight up. I don't know. He pointed at Bond like he was trying to blame it on Jared, but he stood up, and only guy's fault was him. You could see the red jersey come out of those white jerseys right away, and Warhawks going to go 5 yards back. So that's the kind of stuff that frustrates you if you're on the other sideline of the coach, because here you are, 2nd and 11. You've already been pushed back. Now you get 5 yards back further. So 2nd and 16 for the Warhawks. We may see pass. They've connected on a couple passes in a row here. But they've got a couple tall receivers they like to get the ball out to. Their quarterback's proved to be pretty agile as well. I would say a lot of comparisons here to this Pekin offense. We've got a mobile quarterback that can throw. We've got a couple tall receivers as well. So a lot of pressure here. Throws it a little too far out of his receiver's grasp. But, really, Tanner Adam and Whitrock right there, a great coverage by those guys. I think even if he would have caught it, he would have paid the price, because those two guys were there ready to make some noise if he actually got his hands on it. But it was thrown a little bit too far. And maybe, I think the referee out there looks a little familiar. Yeah, Brian Witzenberg, former Pekin graduate, looks like he might be one of the referees out there. So maybe an Allison crew, I bet, from Fairfield looks like, some familiar faces now that I look out there. Panthers, great stop here. Great job by Jared Bond and Trenton Conger, Tanner Adam, all three of them meeting at the line of scrimmage again, just pushing back, and this time, spot not so merciful, rising back 3 yards, bringing up 4th and about 20 for the Warhawks. So you got to think they're going to punt here. They did change out some personnel for both teams, but they are on the 41-yard line. And they are on their scoring side, so that we may see a fake. Their quarterback is the punter, so Panthers will have to be on their A game here, trying to watch as we may see a fake here. Snap is good. He does punt it. Punt is away. It looks like it's going to go way past Whitrock's head and roll out of the end zone. That's good. That brings up Panthers on the 20-yard line. That's all right. We'll take that. It's going to be Pekin ball on the 20-yard line with less than 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. So Panthers, two interceptions. But I got to think they're going to keep passing. Coach, like I said, Coach said that's going to be a priority, so they'll keep firing. I would think they are a little bit against the wind in the second quarter here when it does pick up. It's been kind of on and off, but they've also had some success running the ball. So we'll see. They've got all kinds of options as they come up 1st and 10 on the 20-yard line. Also in shotgun, flanked by Club. Looks like Copeland coming up the right side. Getting about 2 yards, 1 to 2 yards, met pretty hard at the line of scrimmage, so they got that play stopped pretty well for North Mahaska, but he does get a little bit of yardage here as Pekin continues this start of this drive. 2nd down and 9, ball on about the 20-yard line. Panthers taking some time. We've seen them go hurry up before. They haven't done it this game, really. They've been in the huddle. They've been taking their time trying to control the tempo, but we've seen them mix it up on teams before. They'll come out, no huddle. Looks like shotgun, two receivers on each side. They motion Copeland across. Give to Copeland as he comes up the left side. He's got a lot of room. He's got 10, now 15, 20 yards for Copeland, bringing it up the 40-yard line. It's almost like they thought he didn't have the ball. They faked that motion so much, but when you actually give it to him on the side, it's very difficult to read, and he just tears across, gets a 20-yard gain, moving the chains, and then some, bringing it up to the 40-yard line for the Panthers. So great, great play, going from the 20 to the 40, moving really quickly under the legs of Chase Copeland, coming across that jet spot. Also up in shotgun, he's got two receivers right, one left. Give to Copeland, he goes right. Taken down at the line of scrimmage. They let one through there, and just taken down. He had a little bit of room, but missed just one guy. Taken down right at the line of scrimmage, bringing up 2nd and about 10, maybe 11, might have been a little bit behind the line of scrimmage. ball on the 40-yard line. So a lot of room left here. Still 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. Second and 10. 13-8 in favor of Pekin. Also, shotgun. Looks left. Sees Wynn. Keen Wynn with a great grab across the chains. Still going. About a 12-yard gain, and there is a North Mahaska Warhawk that is down. Put his helmet right in Keaton's shoulder pad and glanced off and just went straight to the ground. So we'll hope he's all right. But a great, great grab by Keaton Wynn. Snags that football, goes about 12 yards, gets the first down. And as I said, Warhawk player down here took a good shot to the helmet. Hopefully just maybe dazed a little bit, but trainers out there taking care of him. And the Panthers come to the sideline. So Panthers move the chains, bringing up first and 10. And Warhawk is up, and yeah, it looks like he just got a little bit of haze there. He's up, and he's getting helped off the field. So good to see he's all right. You hate to see a player from either side go down. And so that's going to bring up first and 10 for the Panthers on the 44-yard line. Great catch, great run by the sophomore, Keaton Wynn. It's great to see these young guys. You know, Chase Copeland, just a sophomore, Keaton, a sophomore. Just great to see these young talents starting to groom up for Pekin. That means we've got 3 great years of these guys still to go. Exciting stuff for the Panthers. And as you look down the line, lots of other great football coming up for Coach Donovan. He's got to be excited about that now in, I believe, his fourth or fifth year coaching the Panthers. Shotgun by Alsop. Came to PG 12 up the middle. Coming with some running room. He's got it, 5, 10, 15, 20. About 25 yards for 12. Great little fake there. Fake it to Copeland. Everybody thought Copeland had the ball, and Klub sneaks up the middle on a counter and just takes it to the house 25 yards. Well, not quite to the house, but knocking on the door at least as they move the chains. And now the Panthers going no huddle, making that chain game run down there a little bit quicker. They're getting this tempo started. They've only got 2 minutes left to go in this second quarter, making the most of it. They give it to Klub again. Klub going. He may have room. Still running, taken down close to the end zone over there. It's hard to see there on the North Mahaska sideline, but he gets all the way out to probably, I'd say, 9-10 yard line, maybe 3 or 4. They mark it at the 7 on the scoreboard. As I said, very difficult from where we're sitting, the top of the visitor bleachers crossed, but Klub, great running. He jab steps left and then just took off right and just got those North Mahaska guys on their heels as he picks up another 20-yard gain. So two back-to-back great runs. Give it to Copeland. Copeland might be in. No, not quite enough, but 4 or 5 at least, getting even closer from over here. So bring it up second and about 2, maybe 1, very close. They might give it to Copeland again. That'd be his third touchdown run if it is. He's got 2 under him already. No huddle again. Also getting them going. Wasting no time here at the end of the second quarter. Copeland, easy run into the end zone. Just off tackle. Bring it up 19-8 for the Panthers. So the Panthers, after a couple misfires, I mean, a few slow goes, a couple great big runs by number 32, Petey Klub, and then just to finish it off, they gave it to Copeland, who runs it right into the end zone for the Panthers. Great, great play. It looks like they may actually go for 2 here. It looks like some of the same guys staying on the field. They sent Copeland back out as he tried to run in after that touchdown. So Coach Donovan definitely wanted to get this one out of reach, I believe. And, he's trying to, and then it's a good decision because they went for 2 earlier. It's 19-8 as also comes up under center. He's got, for the 2-point conversion, give. Oh, no, pass. Great play action. Pass and just misses his intended receiver. They fake the give in there to Klub again and then go for the pass, and they just overthrows Wynn, who was in the back of the end zone. But nonetheless, 19-8 for the Panthers. End to this second quarter with only a minute 25 to go. I guess I shouldn't say end. A minute 25 is a lot with 2 timeouts for each team, but nonetheless, making the near end of this first half exciting as they put the ball in again. So the Panthers now up 19-8, minute 25 in the second quarter. Finally starting to get things going with their running game, and after a couple interceptions, find some stride again, going back to that no huddle, getting the tempo going, starts to get North Mahaska on their heels, silencing the home crowd here who had gotten pretty excited after that touchdown 2-point conversion. Now it's the Panthers' turn to rally and continue to keep the pressure down. So the Panthers will kick for the first time into the wind this quarter. first score in the second quarter for either team. The North Massa scored at the beginning of the second quarter, first score for the Panthers in this quarter. So looks like Club is setting the ball. I believe he will be up to kick. Exciting times for the Panthers as they're up 19-8 with a minute 25 to go. Club set to kick off. Good. Oh, it was wobbly kick, trying to get the onside there, and they may have it. It's a bobble, and there's some Panthers down there. Good pile, nonetheless. It looked like they had it, and then they kind of squared it out. There's a flag now coming in very late. There must be some type of penalty, maybe unsportsmanlike. I hope it's not against the Panthers. Those are tough penalties. Those are 15-yard minimums. But a flag came in late on that, and hopefully not unsportsmanlike on the Panthers. But I can't tell who's been given possession. A North Massa player rolled away with the ball. I assume they've got to have it. It is North Massa ball. They signal it. Currently on about the 45-yard line. They must still be discussing this flag. All four referees are now out in the center. And they're discussing. And they do. They call a face mask on them. I don't know how you call a face mask for a guy who's going for the football, but nonetheless, it's a face mask for the Panthers. A tough one when you're trying to go for the fumble. You try and grab whatever you can, but that moves them up 5 yards. That's going to put them on about the 49-yard line. They do just cross over the 50. They've got a minute 20 for the Warhawks to try and do something here. They do have the win, so we may see some passing here. Wind starting to pick up again, but Panther defense, they've been chasing that quarterback already, so we'll see. What the Warhawks cook up here for the last minute 20 to go to try and end this half. Panthers on defense, first and 10 for the Warhawks. They come out under center. They motion their wing across. They have times pass. And now a pass. Looks out like they try to get to that wing who motioned across. He does catch it, and they put it down about 9 yards, 8 yards, I would say, from the catch, just short of the 40-yard line down to about the 38. So North Mahaska, timeout, stop the clock. There is a minute 14 left to go, so a lot of football here in this half. Panther defense coming over, going to talk some things over. I think we'll see some more passing when they come back from timeout. But nonetheless, Beacon's still up 19-8. So once again, Coach Sonneman, I'm sure, reminding them, hey, settle down, fellas. They're play Panther football. Nothing to get worked up over yet. Coach Moore out there as well, with Coach Slotin, talking to their defense. Those two guys handle quite a few of the responsibilities, as well as Coach Eckleberry with the secondary. So everybody's got their spot to play, and I'm sure all those guys saying the same thing. Don't get burned deep. That's what you tell them in this situation. They're probably going to go with either a sweep or a pass. Get your hands ready and get in there. D lineman, get after the quarterback. That's the best advice you can give when it's a minute 14 left to go and they're on the 40-yard line. So after this timeout, Panther defense, second and two. They've got to start getting them pushed back here, and they have. If they go to that run, those big old D linemen, Trenton Conger, Jared Bonds, J.D. Hollingsworth, those three getting in there, really getting a good push if they try and run. So it's going to leave it up to the secondary and those linebackers to try and stop any pass that might come out. Quarterback comes out under center. Taking his time snapping it. Club comes across trying to go in the blitz, and he gets caught on encroachment. Long snap here by the Warhawks, changing it up, and Club comes in and gets the blitz. You can watch him. It's tough to describe from the radio, but you can watch Club. He really tries to anticipate the snap, and he runs just as the ball is snapped, and that time didn't quite get it snapped as he tried to time that one. Gets over the line of scrimmage, and you can get back if you don't go too far into the neutral zone, but Club unable to do that this time. So Warhawks come up, pass. Tanner had a great hit, and just hooks the quarterback. Oh, the quarterback, just a great hit by Tanner coming from that left side, comes in and just lays it down. Now, the quarterback was able to throw the ball, but he paid for that one. Completely legal hit as the quarterback had it as he was getting hit, threw it into the ground. So didn't throw it outside of the tackle. No intentional grounding, but he is rattled. You can see he's come up a little wobbly. Great hit by Tanner, bringing up second and 10 for the Warhawks on the 37-yard line, and they're going to have to get things rolling. Now the clock stopped because of the incomplete pass, so there's a minute 8, and the Warhawks come up under center. quarterback taking his time on that count again. This time there's maybe a delay of game. I'm not sure. Looks like a false start on the Warhawk. So some type of either illegal motion or false start. So that's going to help the Panthers as well. So now second and 15. So Panthers, with a minute here, need to keep the Warhawks out to keep it 19-8 for the Panthers. So Pekin defense comes out still after that false start on the Warhawks. Warhawks come out with four receivers, two on each side. Quarterback is shotgun now. I'm sure they're looking at pass here. They do. Oh, it's a high snap. Quarterback chases it down, and he's down. He fell on it, and that's going to push him way back now. Oh, my goodness. Two in a row here after a penalty. And then now I believe a timeout by North Mahaska. I think that's their last. Timeout by the Panthers, probably, sounded like. But either way, timeout on the field, and that's going to bring a third down, and I've got to say about 20-25. For the Warhawks, and bringing them back across the 50 over to the Panther side of the 45. So at this point, they're going to be looking to take some deep shots. So you've really got to be talking to your secondary, and I'm sure that's why Coach Donovan called that timeout, to make sure that his secondary was ready when the time came. So Panthers, less than a minute to go, second quarter, up 19-8. Warhawks have the ball, but it's second, and the clock now has been changed to say 28 yards. So a lot to go. Excuse me, third and 28. The clock has second and 28, but it says third down. I'm almost positive for that one, as they jumped on second down, repeated it, and then snapped it over the quarterback's head. So Panthers in great field position here on defense, but, boy, it'd be nice to get the ball back and try and put another one in before halftime. We'll see what the defense is able to do. If they can get it back right away and force a quick third and a quick fourth down punt, they may be able to take a couple shots of their own to the end zone, if that's what Coach Donovan chooses to do. Panther defense comes out. They're under center for the Warhawks. They give it, and they are just pushed back. Just a simple give play, I'm sure, just to get the clock rolling. And he is stuck down by Trenton Conger, Cole Rickert, and Jared Bond, all three of those guys just coming in and making it difficult to run anything. And now another timeout to stop the clock. So I'm guessing that's probably the Panthers' last timeout here, as they're trying to get fourth down and talk to their punt return team and say, hey, fellas, we either need to get a block or a really great return here, because with 50 seconds left to go, that's enough time to get this Panther offense rolling. So I'm sure Coach Donovan's thinking it'd be nice to put up some numbers before the end of this game. So great job by the defense. They force a penalty. They force the stop. And tremendous job by the defense coming in after the offense is able to put it in on the ground through two great runs by Petey Club in that last series, and then finished off by a great run by Copeland. So Panthers, once again, utilizing a lot of weapons. We've seen some passes. Unfortunately, we've seen two interceptions, but able to make that up with some great running and some great blocking by the Panthers. So after this timeout, Panthers come out on defense, ready to receive the punt. Once again, their punter is their quarterback. I would not think you'd see a fake here, but it's fourth and 29, so I can't imagine they will. Whitrock is deep. Snap of the ball to the punter. Looks like a good snap. He does get the punt off. Oh, it was close. Jared Bond in there almost got a hand on it, and you get one of those big old mitts on it, and it's going back the other direction. So the ball, great punt. Puts the Panthers down to somewhere around the 9-10 yard line. So Panthers coming back on offense with 41 seconds left to go on the clock. First and 10. They're up 19-8. We'll see what if they decide to just run this one out and grind it out, or if they're actually going to take some shots here. They are backed up a little ways. They're down to about the 8-yard line. So they are going to need to, you know, probably hand some off, at least a couple, to get things rolling. But they also have this really great no-huddle offense where they can get a couple of plays off pretty quickly, and if they need to, they can spike the ball to stop the clock if they want to try and really push this to the limits of the second or the first half. They do give it to Copeland. Copeland goes up left side, gets about 2-3 yards hard and before he's brought down. That's going to bring up second down and about 8. It's not really a down situation that we're fighting now. It's the clock. About 20 seconds left, and the Panthers don't look like they're in much of a hurry here. They didn't huddle up, but the clock is still running. So we'll see what they call here. Panthers give inside. Oh, no, they don't. They give it outside to Copeland, who comes up right side. Oh, also has it, and it goes out of bounds. Fooled everybody there. They faked it to Club, faked it to Copeland, and then also kept it himself and ran out of bounds about 15 yards downfield. So great play by offensive coordinator Coach Hutz to call that triple option there. Great, great play on the read from Colby. Keeps it himself, gets the first down yardage, and then some, bringing them out to still a ways to go here, about the 25-yard line, 26-yard line. But they've got to go quite a few yards, 75 yards to get in just 8 seconds. So Alsop's going to try and pass, get those yards. He keeps it himself. He's scrambling, trying to get out of bounds to stop the clock again. He does. 2.2 seconds left, so he gets a first down out of that, too. So Alsop now with two great scrambles gets the Panthers further downfield. 2 seconds left to try and take a 60-yard shot here. So Panthers showing a little bit of life here still in the second quarter, not quite just wanting to grind it out, sending a message to the Warhawks, hey, we're here to play football, and we're going to play it all the way to the whistle, whether we're up or down. We're going to play some Panther football. So a little exciting to see as the Panthers come out, one receiver on each side, two running backs in the backfield. Also back to pass, looks left. Got a little bit of pressure here. He's going to keep it again. He's going left. This time he's going upfield. Gets 6 or 7 before he's finally brought down, and that's going to end the first half. So three great keeps by also great yardage moving the football, nonetheless takes down of the clock all the way down to 0 in the first half, and that's going to bring up halftime here at North Mahaska, 19-8, Pekin in great position here as they continue to move the ball and show all the great weapons that they have on offense. So far, just exciting. This no-huddle offense, they just get up here and they just open up the throttle. They just get going, and it's fun to watch. Panthers now give it to Copeland. Copeland's got some room on the left side and gets a first down. And Chase Copeland just running extremely well tonight. Several touchdowns for him as well, two at least, coming with some big runs. And then now bringing him first and goal on the 5-yard line for the Panthers with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Just a great, great third quarter continuing as the Panthers, after that Cade Milliken interception and then touchdown and then fumble recovery on the kickoff, great stuff for the Panthers as they now give it to Copeland, who I believe, just shy of the touchdown. Oh, it is a touchdown. Yeah, touchdown Pekin, Chase Copeland. It was tough to see from here. He goes right off tackle, and Chase Copeland, 5-yard run into the end zone, making it now another Panther touchdown, 45-8. So the Panthers really starting to stick it to them now in this third quarter as Brian Brain comes on to tack on another one. Brian Brain set, also put the hold, and it is good, I believe, and yes, they signal good. So Panthers now 46-8. That puts them up by 38 points. That's going to be a running clock now for the rest of the game until North Mahaska can score again. You get up over 35, and the clock continues to run, barring touchdowns are the only thing that can stop the clock. So Panthers now extending their lead to 38 points over the Warhawks. Just an impressive, and many of those points, 27 of them, coming, 28 of them coming just in the third quarter alone. And ladies and gentlemen, we still have 3 minutes left to go in this third quarter. So just an all-Pekin third quarter. So far, nothing out of North Mahaska, but penalties and mistakes and turnovers. So Panthers very disciplined and forcing North Mahaska kind of into a corner here, and they're going to have to start to do something. We may see this trick play again from North Mahaska, but either way, they've got to take care of business, take care of the football. So Brian Rain looks like he'll take over kickoff duties here after Copeland puts another one in the end zone on a 5-yard run, set up by some good running by Club and a great catch by Whitrock. So once again, a lot of great great ball movement by Coach Hutz, the offensive coordinator, and Coach Donovan, the head coach. They're doing a great job spreading the ball around. Kickoff team doing their part on special teams, getting the ball back. Brian Brain set to boot one down here. He gets his leg under, and it's a good one from Brian. Gets it way down to about the 5-6 yard line. The return man looked like he muffed it again. Comes up. There is a flag down. I've got to think that's got to be on North Mahaska, some type of hold or block in the back as they threw it just behind the North Mahaska runner as they come down. But North Mahaska, decent little return here, down to about the 21, 22-yard line. But there is a flag down. They haven't really indicated which side yet. I believe this is what, in the football business, we call the Allison crews. There's the brothers, the Allison brothers from Fairfield, and joined by Brian Witzenberg and some others. Brian of Peking Grad, this referee crew, doing a good job keeping things under control. It is going to be on North Mahaska. They do back them up. I believe a hold called, and that's going to put them down to about the 13-yard line. So Panthers, when it rains, it pours, catching another break here as North Mahaska, maybe one of their own worst enemies out there right now, as the Panthers able to capitalize on some turnovers, bringing up first and 10 for the Warhawks on the 13-yard line, 46-8, all Pekin so far here in the third quarter. Warhawks come up under center. They give to their running back. He finds a little bit of room before finally getting in there by Rickard. Rickard trying to punch the ball out, and they throw a flag, and I think that it looks like it's on Sportsman, but it's not. He's just trying to get the ball out. You can see it from the sideline. He was just trying to get that football to come out, and they throw a flag down there. Hope it's not on Sportsman-like conduct, because Cole was just trying to go for the football. I'm not sure. Hopefully it's on North Mahaska. They're down there to all four. Now there's five referees coming together in one big, nice little huddle in the middle of the field, trying to decide why we threw this flag and what we saw. So, Panthers, if it's not a flag, a decent little stop, about 6 or 7 yard run, but we'll have to wait for the official word, as currently they've still got everything marked first and 10 from the 13-yard line. So, no signal yet from the referee crew. They're still discussing. And as they do, they turn, and now, of course, they turn away from where I'm sitting. It is a hold on North Mahaska. So, but then it must have been offset by a Panther penalty because the Warhawks are cheering on their sideline. So I can't tell exactly. They pointed towards North Mahaska, but then the Warhawks sideline cheering. Now, head referee coming over to talk to Coach Donovan, who wants an explanation. I think we all do want an explanation, as there's still no movement by the football itself. So a lot of confusion out there. I guess why we got this confusion, you know, we need to talk about some positives, real positive, up to here, 46-8. Once the referees get done discussing here, it will be a running clock. They're up by 38 points, so anything over 35 in high school football in Iowa becomes a running clock, regardless of quarter. So they are marching the football now, a long march. So it appears to be an unsportsmanlike conduct on the Panthers, and I got to think it's got to be from Cole Rickard trying to get in there and punch the football out. I'm probably, it feels like half a mile from there, and I could see Cole was just trying to get good, clean football. I don't understand what the call was there, but then again, I'm a Peking Panther, so I'm going to see it my way every time, and I like Cole Rickard. I'm a Cole Rickard fan, so of course I'm going to call it our way. So it's hard to tell from here. They haven't given us any names or numbers, so we'll just chalk it up to let's play Peking football. It's first and 10 either way from the 35-yard line as the Peking defense gets reset here. North Mahaska now running clock at less than 3 minutes in the third quarter, first and 10. They come out under center, looking over the line. They do give it to their running back. He comes up the left side now, gets a couple of yards, and then maybe a first down. So he's able to kind of pull through here after this long discussion, and they get a first down off of that. So moving the chain, oh, not quite. They do mark it back, so it's going to be second and two. But Panthers, no less, I'm sure, kind of frustrated by these calls. And now they mark it first down. They didn't, and then they marked it forward. So referee crew here, I'm sure, kind of still getting their bearings back after the penalty as well. So first and 10 now for the Warhawks at the 46-yard line. 2 minutes, Calais head clock still rolling. Things starting to kind of go here, but there's still a whole fourth quarter to play. Panther defense is set to come out under center for the Warhawks. Looking across, they give it to the fullback right up the middle, which is stopped right away by a whole host of Panthers for maybe 1 or 2 yards, not much more than that. Going to bring up probably second and about 8 for the Warhawks, down to just shy of the 50-yard line, about the 49. So Panther defense, great job in there by the Panther defense. Hey, quick shout-out to another one of our sponsors we haven't gotten to yet, Dickey Oil Company. They do a great job supporting Pekin in every way. They're based out of Packwood. They've got a 24-hour card service there. You can fill up any time. If you want some information on that, you can call 319-695-3601 and get started purchasing your no-hassle petroleum from Dickey Oil. They have all types of no-lead gasoil and diesel fuel at their card station. Give them a chance. While we're talking here about Dickey's, they do throw a pass. It is incomplete. Keaton Wynn comes up from the ground with the ball, but they rule it incomplete. Otherwise, it might have been an interception. He trapped the ball kind of on the ground. So that's going to bring up third and 7 for the Warhawks, about the 49-yard line. Clock now under a minute, still rolling. Like I said, continue the clock, even though it's an incomplete pass. They're up over 35 points, so the clock will continue to roll. North Mahaska going to take another chance here before this third quarter to get out into the fourth quarter to run a play. They come out under center. Time now under 30 seconds in this third quarter. They give it to their on a counter, and then it's just sniffed out by Jared Vaughn. Gets a hand on him, drags him down. Petey Clough comes in, finishes him off, and that's probably going to wind up the third quarter for us as the clock's still rolling. Warhawks haven't shown a really no huddle yet, so by the time they get huddled up, we'll get out of this third quarter that's been all peaking, 46-8, and get in the fourth quarter, and I'm sure the Warhawks couldn't be more happy to get in the fourth quarter because that third quarter has to be a nightmare if you're over there for a Warhawk homecoming. So great job, Panthers. Bringing up 4th and 7 when we come back from the timeout, the quarter change on the 49-yard line. Great, great job by Pekin in offense and defense. So far, an interception for the Panthers, and a great return on it, and then a punt return, special teams recovery fumble, and then the offense just getting the ball moving on the ground and in the air. Several catches by Christian Whitrock, some great runs by Copeland and Club getting in the end zone. Just great, great playing all the way around. So Panthers, as we get started with the fourth quarter, we may see a punt, not sure, 49-yard line. If it were me and I'm down 46-8, I go for it because I've got nothing to lose. So I'm sure the Warhawks may come out and try and go for it. Remember, their punt was also returned for a touchdown, so you don't want to give Whitrock another shot at returning this. They are going into the wind for the fourth quarter. So they'll have a little bit of disadvantage if they try and pass. The wind has started to pick back up again, making it a little bit more chilly out here. Nonetheless, I would think that they're going to go for it on 4th and 7. Warhawks are out there huddled up, ready to go. And Panthers now have their defense out on the field as we get ready to start the final quarter of North Mahaska versus Pekin. It's just been an amazing game here in the second half, and it'd be great to see the Panthers keeping this momentum to go. The Panthers check in a couple other younger players here. I see Logan Lamb down there on defensive line, so they've got some guys rotating in. In the safety position, it looks like Keaton Wynn's back there. And the quarterback comes out in shotgun, getting a little bit of pressure, gets a pass off. He does complete it. We'll see if it's enough for a first down. It's close. I think that where the referee is standing, it is a first down. So on 4th and 7, they come out and complete about an 8-yard pass, just getting them past the chain. So Panthers, after all that work now, giving up a first down, but they're still in great field position. A lot of football left to go here in the fourth quarter. Continuous clock, as we mentioned. Now, if North Mahaska scores here, the continuous clock will stop. Once you go under 35, then they go back to just regular stop clock. It's things like first down, chain movement, out of bounds will stop the clock. Incomplete passes as well. Quarterback comes out, gets a pass complete now. Win with the tackle, but great play. We've seen this play before. The quarterback fakes the handoff, kind of a play action to the fullback, and then spins and throws it just straight over. But that Keaton Wynn put on a pretty good lick to that receiver. He gets up a little slow. Great legal hit by Keaton, but he was right there as soon as it was done. He comes up and just blast that receiver. So we'll see if he thinks about twice going up for the next one. But when you're down 46-8, you got to keep taking some shots here. So North Mahaska comes up first and 10 on the 31-yard line. They got some younger guys checking into the game here. A little tough to tell from this side, some of the new faces, but they're going out for a pass again. They get it complete. It's a nice little play from the backfield to the running back. He comes out and just gets it on the side. He gives a go, and they do score on here. So North Mahaska putting one on the board here in the fourth quarter. They couldn't do anything in the third quarter, and now coming out in the fourth quarter, putting one on. So 14-46, 10 minutes and 30 seconds to go. As I said, that will now make it so that that running clock is now not in effect. We're back to just straight gameplay as they've closed that 35-point gap just a little bit here for the Warhawks. So North Mahaska will go for two. 46-14 currently. Quarterback is under center. We see some motion coming across. Pass, that's what's been working for them so far, and they get it. Two-point conversion. Same thing, they did their two-point conversion on again. They just have a little drag from their big old tight end. He comes across, and they're able to connect on the two-point conversion, making it now, I believe it should be 16-46. So Panthers still 30-point spread here, not enough to keep the clock rolling all the way through the fourth quarter. If they score again, now the clock will continue to go again. But Panthers, second time we've seen the kickoff return team. We saw it to open the second half, and now after this North Mahaska touchdown, kickoff return team will take over again. So the Panthers had them down fourth and seven, give up a first down, and then after a couple passes, eventually give up the touchdown through the fourth quarter. But like I said, a lot of great things going. The offense still doing a tremendous job, and Panthers still a lot of great things to celebrate here. I'm sure they'll come right back out. Also, we'll get his crew ready to go, and I think we'll see another Panther touchdown before this is all over. We've still got 10 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. That's a lot of time in football when you've got an offense that can move like this. And we'll see if they continue their no-huddle pace. A couple of scores from around the area. If you're an Emeryville-Blakesburg fan, at 44-0, you're down to Wilton. Wilton's a good team. They beat Sigourney, who beat us, by just a touchdown. That was a frustrating backyard brawl. Wilton, very dominant, 44-0 over Eddyville. North Mahaska trying for an onside here, peeking with their onside recovery team, goes right to Wynn. Wynn smartly recovers it, so the sophomore saves the onside recovery team, and the Pekin offense will take over with great field position here on the 45-yard line. Panthers appear to have many of the same people coming back in from the starting position. There are a few substitutions that I can see right now offhand, mostly at some of the skills positions. But for right now, also still at the quarterback in the helm, takes a club, takes it himself, also with some running room around the left side, gets a first down and more on a 22-yard run by Alsop, fakes the give to club, takes it on the option, keeps it, goes 22 yards downfield, moves the chains for the first down, and gets the Panthers across the 50-yard line now down to about the 33. So a great opening drive here after the first touchdown for a while for the Warhawks. Panthers responding in kind with a nice 22-yard run by Colby. Same play, Reed. Colby keeps it again. Another nine-yard gain. So first and 10, they take it 9 yards, bring up second and one. So also two great runs here, getting his legs moving as he comes out and moves the football quickly downfield. Some substitutions again. Now number three, Ryan Swanson checking into the game. It looks like he'll take over as quarterback. Also after those two runs, getting a breather. Ryan Swanson commanding the team as Logan Lamb comes in as well. Swanson hands off to Copeland. Copeland looks right, gets some room, he gets it, he's gone. Oh, just gets tripped up. I believe he catches Whitrock's shoe, who is blocking, great block. He just trips over Whitrock's shoe just over the 10-yard line to get into the 9, but then a great 20-yard run by Copeland, moving the chains and getting him down now to first and goal on the 9-yard line. So Swanson bringing out a lot of the starters. Scott Ensminger, I can see coming in. Several of those juniors and sophomores rotating in as Swanson stays in at quarterback. Now Pekin will take a timeout. I think this personnel change, they just want to make sure they get everything lined up. But for now, most of the starters off the field with 9 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. It's a great way to get some rest before coming into homecoming against English Valley next week. So Pekin, a lot going on. Timeout, Pekin, trying to get some personnel switched around. Could be kind of interesting to see what Swanson does with the team here. We haven't seen him a lot. We saw him in New London. He did a great job, and then they put Northup in at quarterback to give him some reps as well. But also, generally, been the guy in these games. A lot of these games have stayed fairly close. Pleasantville, they started to open up quite a bit last week, so we saw some changes there as well. But right now, looks like all juniors and sophomores, for the most part, getting in there and getting some reps. So exciting to see this next generation coming out on the field. Given some of these guys who have been working so hard in this game, a much, much deserved break as they get in there. Cheerleaders fired up and excited tonight. They've got one cheerleader down, it looks like. Chelsea Lampier must have some type of injury. She's dressed, but she's been sitting in a chair helping her cheerleaders, her fellow cheerleaders as well. I'll have to check with her later on what her injury is, but nonetheless, cheerleaders and the mascot, very excited. Lots to cheer about here when you're up by 30 points. Panthers give it up the middle, taken down. Number 31, Tanner Adam with a run, gets 2 or 3 good yards, gets him down to about 2nd and 6. That's 2nd and goal at the 6. So Panthers, great ball movement there. Looks like Jeff Brain and Tyler Copeland have checked in. They're both back behind the line of scrimmage now as running backs. They give to Brain. Brain goes to the left side, getting chased down, but he gets some room and then wrapped up right about the line of scrimmage. It looked like that hole was opening up, and then they just closed the gap on him. And Jeff taking down the line of scrimmage, bringing up 3rd and goal at about the 6-yard line. And it looks like we have a timeout. It is. I believe, I'm sorry, it's not a timeout. There's a North Manhasca player down. So they signaled both teams to go to the sidelines, but that was to give them some air. And the trainer comes out. It's hard to see. It's on our side of where we're sitting on this side of the field, but on the North Manhasca side. So can't see quite over there, but 8 minutes and 35 seconds left to go. We'll hope this player's all right as Pekin, 3rd and about 6 to get to the goal line. 46-16, trying to extend that lead back into that running clock. A lot of young guys. We just saw Jeff Brain with the ball. Back there is Tyler Copeland, the freshman, Chase's little brother. Those two competing since birth, I think, for who's going to be the better football player. It's great to see those two of the harder-working kids out there. They all work hard, but the Copeland boys, they push each other. And so they're getting some reps out there. Ryan Swanson still taking snaps, the sophomore. Checking some scores around the area. Looks like Sigourney Chioda is up 33-7 over Pella Christian. They're in the second quarter. If you're a Williamsburg fan, they're up 49-7 over Fairfield, and that's a tough one if you're Fairfield. Williamsburg, traditionally, a lot of good teams. I have a brother that lives over in Victor. That team's up 52 HLV over Twin Cedars to 14. That's some 8-man football, so you see a lot of scores go up there. This score's got up pretty high, 46-16, as we're here at Pekin. And as we come back here, it looks like this North Manhasca player is okay. They're stretching him out on the sideline, and he's up. He's moving, and always good to see that they're okay. So Panthers, now that we've got the personnel, the training personnel has got the player off the field, he's still walking. He looks fine from here. They're stretching him a little bit. Panthers will take over 3rd and 6 to get into the goal line. It'd be great to see some of these young guys put in a touchdown. Swanson goes into shotgun. He's got Brain behind him, Jeff Brain. He's got a cousin, Brian Brain, that does the kicking. Give a cross to Tyler Copeland. Tyler finds some room coming to the outside. Looks for the fire, and he's in. Tyler Copeland with a score. Tyler Copeland, 6-yard run, trying to match his brother, who's got 3 tonight. Puts one in over the end zone. and puts in a touchdown. So great run by the freshman, bringing 52-16 with 8.5 minutes to go. That's going to push them back up into that running clock time and get this game kind of rolling. But great to see the young guys, just a freshman getting in there, getting the score, and a lot of these sophomore juniors making it happen out there on the give from Ryan Swanson. So exciting future of Pekin out there on the field right now. Ryan Brain attempts the kick. The snap is good. The hold, and Ryan Brain is good. Making it 53-16, Pekin. So Pekin, after giving up a touchdown, comes back, strikes, and puts the ball in the end zone. Great Pekin football, just power football right now. Just great gives to the running backs, getting them up there. Colby also two great runs before he came out and put Ryan Swanson back in command. And Ryan's carrying it on now, keeping those guys going. Some other scores around. We'll be playing English Valley next week. They got down 56-0. That's the final for English Valley. So they'll be traveling to Pekin next week, coming off this Montezuma loss for Pekin's homecoming. We'll play Montezuma that next week. So Montezuma showing to be a strong team there. New London, who we played to start this year, Van Buren starting to get the things rolling here. Van Buren is up 34-6, and their team, who after a couple years off here, has started to show a little bit of life down there in Van Buren. So good to see them get the victory. Tough for New London as they go down 34-6 over there. So that's kind of a check of some of the area scores. Didn't see any BGM update on the KIC app, but it'd be nice to see how they're doing. There'll be another big tough one on the schedule. We've got English Valley, Montezuma, Southeast Warren, and then BGM all left on the Pekin schedule. Those four games will all be crucial as Pekin tries to stay undefeated in their district and on top. Ryan Brain kicks the kickoff, gets a nice deep kick down to about the 5-yard line. Another kind of little bobble by the return man, but he comes up strong, and he's taken down at about the 26-yard line. So the Panthers defense, we'll probably see some other guys. Cade Milliken on the tackle there. Looked like a few others. Tyler Copeland, who just scored, and then on that as well. Maybe Riley Frazee trotting off here too. So a lot of good young guys getting in there, making the tackle. So defense coming out. First and 10 for the Warhawks. Ball on the 26-yard line. Running clock, just under 8 minutes. 53, Pekin, 16, Warhawks. North Mahaska coming up to the line. Going to try and go here. They were really effective passing. They've still got their starting quarterback in, and I would guess we'd see some. No, I'm sorry. They've taken their starting quarterback out. He's out now, and they've got a backup in. Number 18 has checked into the game, and number 7's been doing the duty for him, and now number 18 is in, and they've taken him out as well. So young guys for them getting some chances as well. So they give to the right. They get drugged down behind the line of scrimmage, bringing out 2nd and 12. Ball on the 24-yard line. Lots of substitutions here for the Panthers. Lots of the young guys coming in. Defensively, just as well as we saw on offense, I see now Brady Donovan coming in about that linebacker spot. Brought down, balls down, and Brady Donovan is on it as well as I can't see the other. It looks like it might be Logan Lamb. No, it's Matt Jones coming up with a football. So Pekin football right after the second. Nice job by Matt Jones jumping on it, and they tried to give it inside, and they fumbled the give, and Matt Jones right there instinctively jumps on it, brings back the football for the Panthers, making it 1st and 10 on the 24-yard line for the Panthers, looking to score again. These young guys checking back in and eager to try and show what they can do in a varsity football game on a Friday night on the road. So nothing more exciting than that, to see freshmen, sophomores getting in on varsity time. I remember that myself. I didn't get to see a lot of time at that. I didn't get to see a lot of time even later on. As a junior, you wait a while before you get the chance to get in there. So to see these guys out here, very, very exciting. And a little give up here down the middle to Jeff Brain. Brain shut down. Now they bring in Trevor North up to quarterback. That will probably remove Ryan out to a tight end spot. Ryan can play both. Swanson can play both quarterback and receiver, and he does. He goes to tight end. So Trevor Northup will now come in. We're on his third quarterback. Ryan did a good job getting the ball rolling, and now Jeff Green goes across the left side and gets a couple yards. So he picks up about 3 yards. Good hard running by Jeff Green, the junior, coming up, making some yardage. So that's going to bring up third and about 8 for the Panthers. They do check in Cade Milliken here, so we may be looking for a pass. Trevor definitely got the arm. They have the wind here in the fourth quarter to their back, right where you want to be. You've got Tyler Copeland and Jeff Brain behind him. Northrop gets a snap. Oh, taken down in the backfield. Gives to Tyler Copeland, and Copeland just stopped dead in his tracks right from there. So just brought down hard as it brings up fourth and about 8 for the Panthers. Of course, Tyler running in that last touchdown. Panthers will go for it here. It's fourth, and they're on the 21-yard line, so even if they don't get it here, a lot of stuff going good. Panthers roll out. Trevor Northup pass to Copeland. Tyler is just short, just falls incomplete, and that's going to bring up a turnover on downs, a rare turnover on downs for the Panthers, who have so far, this may even be the first time they've actually not scored on a drive this game. So we haven't seen really a punt from the Panthers. We've seen 2 interceptions, so we have seen some giveaways, but no turnovers on downs. First one, but it's all right. It comes with just about 4 minutes left to go with a running clock. Panther defense, they're eager to get back. They got the ball back once. I'm sure they can get it back again. So quite a few substitutions in there for the Panthers. Panthers come out on defense. North Massachusetts tries to run up the middle. They get a couple of yards, maybe 4 or 5. Move the ball up to about the 25-yard line. Clock is now winding. It's at 3:50, which normally wouldn't mean much, but here with a running clock, it means quite a bit because it means that there's no stoppage, and that 3 minutes that you see is a live 3 minutes. So we don't have much left to go. North Massachusetts trying to hurry things up as they get to the line. They want to still put one in. You still work hard. And that's what you're taught. That's what both coaches, will teach their players. You play to the whistle in the very end of the horn, and that's what they're doing here. Warhawks, on 2nd and 6, run the ball up the middle, bring up 3rd and about 2. They get about 2-3 yard gain. Stopped in there by some of the D linemen that have checked into the game. Panthers, 3rd and 5. So big 3rd down for this young replacement defense, giving the starters a rest. These guys stack it in there, come out under center for the Warhawks, trying to draw them off sides, a slow count. Now finally snapped, give to the middle, and stuffed up in there by the Panthers. Great job. Those D linemen down there getting in there and making the stop. Great job by the Panther D linemen, making it 4th and 3. For the Warhawks, and 4th and probably more like 4, a great stop. And so now the Panthers, their turn to try and stop the Warhawks on down as they got stopped last play. Warhawks taking a little bit of time to get the snap off here. Their coach, you can hear from the sidelines, yelling, hurry up, let's go. It is a running clock now down to 2 minutes, 4th and 3. So this is a big one for the defense. See if they can hold them. They do. A great stop by the Panthers. Getting in there in the backfield and shutting them down behind the line of scrimmage, turning the ball over. Just shot right through there. I couldn't tell who it was. I'm not sure if it was Brian Brain, if they got him on there and tackle. It looks like it might have been. Just shot right through there and took them down right behind the line of scrimmage and giving the Panthers 1st and 10. From about the 24-yard line. So with 1.5 minutes to go in this game, the Panthers shut down the Warhawks' last attempt at trying to run the football, and Trevor Northup now comes in at quarterback. The Panthers are missing a player. They're only running with 10. They're missing a left guard, but nonetheless, they give it to Tyler Copeland, who finds some room, and it's not going downfield. He finds a Tyler. Oh, just short. 1 yard short for Tyler, who is just a jersey pull. Kept him from going in the end zone. With only 10 guys on the field, the Panthers able to still pick up about 20 yards down the field. A great run by Tyler Copeland coming across. They do check in a lineman now to fill out the rest of their roster. You can play with less than 11, but you can't play with more than 11. So the Panthers, even though they were man down, Trevor just says, let's roll, hands it off to Tyler Copeland. Tyler just about a yard short of the end zone. Panthers lineup. Trevor under center here. Takes a knee. So very classy of the Panthers here just to run the clock out. Victory formation. They got the first down they needed just to run the clock. So the clock will run, and the Panthers are going to get out of North Mahaska with a 53-16 win. Commanding. You know, to be honest with you, at halftime, they came out 8-19, and it looked like, or 8-18, and the Panthers were up by 10. But the Warhawks, they had scored right before the end of the second half, and they started to make this look like it was going to be a lot more decisive than what it was. But now that you see the final end of the game, and when the Panthers came up and put up 28 unanswered points in the third quarter, they ran away with this one, 53-16. What a great win here in North Mahaska, and great to be on the air, part of Pekin football. Catch us next week. Next week's homecoming. Like I said, these guys have been working hard. English Valley's traveling down to Pekin. 7 o'clock kickoff. If you can check out all the festivities, do it there on Sunday at Pekin. But the biggest thing, get back here for this broadcast Friday night. Thanks for listening. We really enjoy having you. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Mike's Parts and Service, Hinshaw Trailer Sales, Wind Tiling, Myers Automotive, Pioneer Hybrids, Dickey Oil, Midwest Assisted Living, Community First Credit Union, Windstream, of course, KIC Radio, giving us a chance to broadcast from you and see a great, great football team. Panthers in the third quarter, just completely dominant. Defense getting some interceptions, fumbles, great kickoff return by Christian Whitrock. Just a lot of things went right for the Panthers here in this second half. So thanks for joining our broadcast tonight. Big shout out to KIC and the Friday Night Fights crew. Get a chance to check them out on 96.7. That's it for me, Tim Hadley. God bless, and be safe out there, farmers. We need you, and we appreciate you. And check out the Hawkeye game tomorrow as they go Gopher hunt.